My guest this Thursday afternoon is Mark Howells, Crime Reduction Advisor to Neighbourhood Watch Schemes. Mark, good afternoon and welcome to Susie 103.4.
Hello, David. Thank you very much for asking me in to have a conversation today.
It's very good to have you here, and let's start off with the real nitty-gritty. What does a crime reduction advisor do?
It's a very easy answer to that. Everything and anything that can reduce your opportunity for crime.
Where are you based, Mark?
I physically work out of Reigate Police Station, but I cover the whole eastern side of Surrey.
And how far does that stretch then?
That's the four boroughs on the eastern side, from Epsom all the way down to Mole Valley.
Full-time job, really? Busy job? Takes up a lot of time?
It is a full-time job. I'm actually a retired police officer.
Okay.
Carrying out crime reduction work whilst a serving officer and retired, and continued on as a civilian to carry on the role of crime reduction. Offering the help and support for my colleagues, the community at large, and the business community overall.
It is very important, isn't it, that this whole business is a matter of teamwork, really, between all parties.
It's a complete partnership. No one person or agency can take the role. It's a matter of working together to find the way forward that supports the community so they feel confident where they live and work.
And given that one of your major roles is advising neighbourhood watch schemes, tell us what a neighbourhood watch scheme is effectively and how it operates.
Neighbourhood watch is a typical example of where the community can and do make a difference. Neighbourhood watch is the strap line for a collection of good ideas that have come together to support a community in being confident to support themselves and their local community in being safe.
Given that we're sitting in a radio studio, what do you think about the role of the media in public perceptions of their own safety? Do you think it has a positive or a negative effect?
It has both, unfortunately. I would dearly love communication to have a positive impact, but sometimes it's either written or given out in such a way that people become more fearful of crime. I, in the work that I do, want to support the community in having a happy life, a safe and confident life. So media is vital, communication is vital to community activities, but it's got to be the right words, the right level in support of how people feel.
I was thinking as well that we see quite a lot of relatively violent crime portrayed in the name of entertainment.
It's a difficult area to come down on whichever side, positive or negative. I think one has to be realistic that all forms of media is there to support the community in various ways, whether it be entertainment or contact, and each person can contribute towards that.
What are the benefits, would you say, the immediate benefits of a neighbourhood watch scheme?
For me, it's about that community coming together. In this particular instance, for neighbourhood watch, it's about reducing the opportunity for crime. But it's about the community believing that they have the confidence to make a difference. And that's what neighbourhood watch encourages, and that's what neighbourhood watch supports, in encouraging a community to have the confidence to make a real difference, that people are safer, they're more secure, and so they have a better life.
And how would a typical scheme actually operate?
It's a quite a straightforward process. Initially, it would take an individual to put the head above the parapet, to volunteer to be a coordinator. They would canvass their immediate neighbours to ensure that there is a support for setting up of a neighbourhood watch. And then we can move forward by actually launching that scheme, working with a local community to display the window stickers and the street signs, and to have crime prevention information. So that community feel empowered that they can make a difference, because they can make a difference, but sometimes it needs a little bit of encouragement to persuade people that they can make a difference themselves.
And clearly the difference that members of the public are making has to be with due regard to their own safety at all times.
Well, that's the nice aspect of Neighbourhood Watch, is that individual security and safety is impacted upon by their neighbour, who has a concern for their own individual safety and home protection. But then they have a overview of their friends or their neighbours, and so everyone within a micro community are like-minded, offering whatever help or support for some neighbours who might need that, but generally having the confidence to be aware of what may be suspicious, of what action they can take, opposed to not thinking about opportunity for crime. Let's design out the opportunity for crime.
And if in doubt, report it.
Well, absolutely. Surrey Police, like all forces, are forever open to receive the phone calls, the emails, the requests, the support. We have to work with the community. We respond to the calls, we respond to the allegations. If the community do not contact us, then we haven't got the information to actually start off. So we would urge everyone, if they have a concern, a worry, a fear, to contact Surrey Police.
And on which number?
Well, I try to make it as easy as possible. And the way I explain it is, if you believe you need a police officer, it will be 999.
Yep.
That's the only way for the emergency call to Surrey Police to have a police officer responding to that call. Everything else would be on the slow time 101 telephone number, of which it can be information, advice, a message to report something that's already happened. It doesn't require a police officer now to deal with. But if you do require a police officer to deal with the incident, as I say, please don't be afraid of dialing 999.
And what about anybody who was an intending founder of a neighbourhood watch scheme? How would they actually go about that, applying to do that?
If they have an interest in setting up a scheme, and either themselves or a friend or neighbour is willing to be a coordinator, and they've canvassed their road to ensure the support of neighbours is present, then all they need to do is to contact a member of the local policing team for Merstrom or anywhere else in the borough. But also they can contact myself, the Crime Reduction Advisor. All of us are either contactable via the Surrey Police website or through the 101 telephone number.
Mark, that's excellent. Now, I must ask you, since I know you've been giving some local advice just recently, why Nutfield Road Neighbourhood Watch at the moment?
Well, I think that's really been the driver of my visit here today. I mentioned that it takes a person to put the head above the parapet to ask the question about Neighbourhood Watch, and a lady by the name of Caroline Slater, who's a local resident and businesswoman, approached us in relation to the rationale of setting up a Neighbourhood Watch. Once that was talked through, once it became apparent that there was a support to set up a Neighbourhood Watch, she worked tirelessly by canvassing, walking the streets. She organised a meeting, which was back in February, where we launched a Neighbourhood Watch scheme for Nutfield Road. Caroline has mentioned to me that she is having an open meeting in the Limes Public House on the 27th and 28th of April at 8 o'clock in the Limes Public House for any resident in Merstrom who wants to know more about Neighbourhood Watch, wants to set up a Neighbourhood Watch. Caroline will be there to have a chat with them.
Five top tips for looking after the Englishman's home that's his castle.
Very quickly, first and foremost, please close and lock doors and windows. Almost a third of all reported burglaries to police across the UK, no forced entry has been made because doors and windows have been left open. So make sure that doors and windows are shut and locked. Second, the majority of house burglaries are via the back of homes. So have a view of your home, have a look at the layout, see if there's open access to the rear of your home. If there is, think about a gate, think about a fence, a hedge. Restrict access, open access to the rear of your home. Think about lighting. Think about external lighting that will come on with movement. So if someone approaches the house, the home, a light will illuminate, it lights them up, and then other people can see them. The next one, and that's about when the house is empty, the home is empty. Make sure, as I first of all mentioned, doors and windows are closed, but try and give the illusion that someone's home. Have a timer with a light on if it's evening time. Have a timer with a radio. If you're away on a holiday, think about a neighbour who can park their car on your drive. It's very simple things. But it gives the illusion, because any potential criminal works on opportunity, they work on risk. And if we take away the opportunity and we introduce risk, they're unlikely to have a go in the first place. And the fifth and last one I'll mention, which is the main theme of being here today, neighbourhood watch. The presence of street signs and window stickers sends out a very clear message to a would-be criminal, would-be offender, that that street or that road are more confident, more capable and more able to have a home that's secure, and they're willing to phone the police if they see something suspicious.
Mark, that's first-class advice, for which many, many thanks. Now, two songs up and coming. First and foremost, why Bob Marley?
Well, this is two reasons, really. When I first joined the police, it was in the Metropolitan Police, and I was working out of Brixton Police Station, and reggae music was new to me, and I became extremely fond of Bob Marley's music. So that's the purpose of the first song.
And what about the Beatles?
Well, the Beatles, again, classic group, classic songs, and it's a bit corny, but the title says it all, really, with a little help from my friends.
Mark Howells, Crime Reduction Advisor, it's been absolutely brilliant speaking with you this afternoon.
It's been a pleasure, thank you.